Once again, the Bush administration finds itself on the defensive about intelligence information cited in the war on terror. This time, the issue involves North Korea's nuclear capabilities. In 2002, the White House accused North Korea of secretly pursuing a uranium enrichment capability that could be used to develop nuclear weapons. At a news conference that November, President Bush said North Korea admitted it had a uranium enrichment program.
Contrary to an agreement they had with the United States, they're enriching uranium with the desire of developing a weapon. They admitted to this.
The accusation led to a rift in already tense relations. The United States cut off oil supplies to North Korea, and Pyongyang expelled international nuclear inspectors. News reports suggest the intelligence community may have overstated the extent of Pyongyang's enrichment activities, but senior intelligence officials denied that was the case. They say they stand by their original assessment that North Korea was seeking to enrich uranium in 2002. But they say since then, it has become harder to assess North Korea's nuclear activities and to corroborate new evidence. At a hearing Tuesday before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Joseph Detronic, the chief U.S. intelligence official on North Korea, acknowledged the problem. He was questioned by Senator Jack Reed, a Rhode Island Democrat.
Well, they pulled out of the NPT. They asked the IAEA to leave after admitting to having made those acquisitions, sir. And that's why the six-party talks kicked in after the three parties met in April of 2003.
Do you have any further indication of whether that program has progressed in the last 6 years, one or two? The evidence, the credibility of the evidence that we had initially suggesting they had a program rather than aspirations?
Sir, we had high confidence. The assessment was with high confidence that indeed they were making acquisitions necessary for, if you will, a production scale program. And we still have confidence that the program is in existence at the mid-confidence level, yes, sir.
Detroni did not offer a detailed explanation for the shift from a level of high confidence to one of mid-confidence, terms used by intelligence professionals to grade the certainty of their conclusions. But a look at recent history provides some clues. Since 2002, U.S. and Pakistani officials have dismantled the secret network set up by A.Q. Khan, the former head of Pakistan's nuclear program. The Khan network is believed to have sold nuclear know-how to the North Koreans, and intelligence sources may have been lost when the Khan network was broken up. The White House, meanwhile, is downplaying the notion it might have overstated North Korea's nuclear capability in 2002. Spokeswoman Dana Perino says North Korea is, in her words, an opaque regime. She also points to the fact that Pyongyang tested a nuclear weapon last November. That test did not involve enriched uranium, but another material, plutonium. All this comes at a time when the Bush administration is facing questions about its assessments of Iran's nuclear capabilities. It is also faced with constant reminders of the flawed intelligence regarding weapons of mass destruction that was used to make the case for the March 2003 invasion of Iraq. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.